Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Samech Zayin.
This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our Shi'ur. Tiskei L'mitzvot, Katz Judaica.
Today's daf is being studied לעילוי נשמת חכם ברוך רפאל בן מרים and אברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן. אמן.
אמן.
We are beginning on דף סמך וב עמוד שני, and we will start six lines from the bottom, the first wide line. And the Gemara says, Ashkechan tamid upesach didachu Shabbat. We already proved that the Korban tamid and the Korban Pesach is doche Shabbat. We learned that from the word b'mo'ado that was written by tamid. And by tamid it said, olat Shabbat b'shabbato al olat tamid. So we learned that on Shabbat they did bring olat tamid, and it says b'mo'ado by Pesach as well. So therefore we make a gezerah shava. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan tamidu Pesach didachu Shabbat didachu tum'a minalan. How do you know that if the majority of the sibur is tameh, how do you know you can bring the Korban Pesach b'tum'a, and for that matter you can bring the Korban olat tamid also if the majority of the people are tame'im? Gemara says, Amre ki hechi dialif Pesach metamid de'anyan Shabbat. Just like we learned Pesach from Tamid, that is Dochei Shabbat, hachiname yalif Tamid mi Pesach le'anyan Tuma. So we'll do the opposite. We'll learn Tamid from Pesach le'anyan Tuma. U Pesach gufe minalan. How do you know that Korban Pesach is Dochei Tuma? Again, that means if, let's say, all the Kohanim are Teme'im, they're able to bring the Korban Betuma, or Rov Yisrael Teme'im also, they can bring the Korban Pesach Betuma. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Damar Kera, Ish Ish Ki Yehye Tameh LaNefesh. That pasuk over there talks about somebody that was Tameh Pesach Rishon. He was actually Tameh from corpse Tum'a, Tameh LaNefesh. And if he was unable to bring the Korban Pesach, so the Pasuk gives him a makeup date that he brings it on a month later, which we call Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Ish nidche le Pesach Sheni, ve'en sibur nidachin le Pesach Sheni. The fact that it says Ish, meaning only an individual can is pushed off till Pesach Sheni, but a sibur, but the majority of people, they already can even bring it, Pesach Rishon Betum'ah. Ela, like the Gemara says, Avde betum'ah. They would bring it betum'ah. Amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Ema ish nedchay le Pesach Sheni, Sibur let lehu takanta lo be Pesach Rishon velo be Pesach Sheni. Maybe go with Lachmir, and maybe you'll tell me that an individual has a makeup, but maybe a Sibur, they don't even have an option. Not on Pesach Rishon, and even not on Pesach Sheni, which is maybe go lechumrah, which is maybe the pasuk that said ish ish is telling you individuals, people that became tameh, they have makeup dates, but a sibur, they don't even have a makeup date. So the Gemara says Amar Bishon Menakish Meaka Ela Amar Bishon Menakish Meaka. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan's answer is rejected, And the Bishlomo Nakish now brings a alternate answer from the pasuk. V'yishlechu min ha'machane chol zarua v'chol zav v'chol tameh lanefesh. This is talking about three types of people that are tibi'im. You have a tzarua, that's a mitzorah, somebody has leprosy. Zab, that somebody has an emission that comes out of his body at least twice. Therefore, he has tum'at ziva. And you also have tum'at tameh nefesh, which is corpse tum'ah. They all have one thing in common. They're limited in which areas of the mahaneh, of the Israel encampment, that they're allowed to access. Gemara will tell us exactly where each one is limited. But clearly the pasuk says, v'shalichu min ha'machaneh. You do have to send each one respectively outside of a respective campment. So the Gemara says, yomar teme'em etim ve'al yomar zavin umsura'in. The pasuk should only have told us that you have to send out teme'em etim outside the machaneh. And I would have known through kal vachomer that if you have to send out a tameh met, which in this sense is a weaker tum'ah, or the more so you have to send out the strong tum'ah of zavut and mitzuraim. V'ani omer, im teme'em metim mishtalehin, zavin umtzuraim, lo kol sheken. And Rashi tells us why zavin and mitzuraim are more strict, Rashi in the bottom. Hamurin mitteme'em metim, sheare tum'ah yotz'ah alehen migufan. Because their tum'ah comes from their body. Which means the zav has the tum'ah emerging from his body, and the mitzvah also has the tum'ah mamash on his body. Whereas the tamemet, it's just a state of tum'ah. So therefore it is more strict. So Rashi continues and says, Ela al korhach ki itzterich zav u'mitzvah. The reason why the pasuk had to say, send out the zav and the mitzvah, which means, because there is a case that tameh met will not have to be sent out of the camp, but still zav and mitzorah will. So that's why the pasuk could not suffice and just say tameh met, because there's sometimes that a tameh met can stay in the machaneh, whereas a zav and a mitzorah cannot. And what's that case? So the Gemara says, Ela yesh techa sha'a. שזבין ומצורעין משתלחין ואין תמאים מתים משתלחים ואיזה זה פסח הבא בתומעה. That's referring to when you have the sibur that became תמאים. So now we're learning a chidush that only tumat met do we say tumah hutra besibur, meaning if the majority of the sibur received corpse tumah, then we say Tum'ah hutra b'sibur or dehoya b'sibur, and therefore you can bring it on Pesach Rishon. However, zavin in mitzorayim, even in that case, would still be sent out of the camp. So that's what the pasuk has to tell us, all three. So that is the source pasuk for Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, if that's the case, lema nameh. Using the same logic, say the following. Yomar zav v'teme'e metim. Let the pasuk just mention two out of the three. A zav and teme'e metim. Ve'al yomar mitzora. And don't mention mitzora in the pasuk. V'ani yomer, and I will say, zav mishtaleyah mitzora lo kol sheken. Which means, the Gemara is assuming again over here, that a mitzora is more stringent than a zav. The Gemara later on will tell us exactly why. But using the same logic that we've used earlier, say the following. Don't tell me mitzora, just write zav and tameh nefesh, and I will automatically deduce mitzora from the fact that it didn't do that, and it wrote all three. Ela yesh techa sha'a shemitzora'in mishtalchin ve'en zavin v'teme'e met mishtalchin. So must be that there's a time that the mitzuraim are sent out of the camp, but a zav and a tameh met are not. And when is that time? Ze pesach haba betumah. Which means if you're going to use that train of thought, you're going to have to be consistent, and you're going to have to say the same thing by a zav. And now we're going to come out that what? Are we going to say that if the majority of Bnei Israel were zavin
Are you going to also tell me they're subject to Tum'ah and they can bring the Qurban? Which means, just like you told me, that Teme Nefesh, there's a time that Zavin Min Mitzuraim have to leave the camp, where Tame Met can stay in the camp. When is that? When the majority became Tame for Pesach. Well, using that same thought, the Torah didn't have to write Mitzuraim either, because Mitzuraim I can learn from a Kavah Homer of Zav. From the fact that it did write it, because that must mean that there's a time that Zav and Teme Nefesh are in the camp, and Mitzorah is out. But that comes out with a big hadush, that now this din of Tum'ah b'sibur doesn't only apply to Teme Nefesh, but it applies to also Zavin. So the Gemara is really asking this as a question. Is that true? So the Gemara says, V'chi Teme Hachenameh. Maybe we'll tell, yeah, it's true. Gemara says, can't be. V'atenan, we have a Mishnah. Pesach haba b'tum'ah lo yochlu mimenu Zavin. V'zavot, nidot, v'yoldot, v'imachlu peturin. Which means we have a clear Mishnah that says, Korban Pesach, that's brought betum'ah, cannot be eaten, not by zavim and zavot, that's male and female, nidot, that's a lady that has a nidah, yoldot, that's a lady that gave birth, common denominator between all of them, they are all teme'im, v'imachlu peturin. But if they did eat from the korban, they are going to be patur from karet. But the point B, which means the only time you get karet is when the majority of the people are eating betahara. Then if tameh people eat betum'ah, they will get karet. But in this case, over the majority of the people are anyway eating betum'ah because they are all tameh nefesh. So therefore, there's no karet, but you clearly see what? They don't have a heter to eat. So therefore we go back to our question. What is the source that we know that Korban Pesach can be brought bitum'ah? We thought originally to bring from the Pasuk of what? Ish ish. Ki yeh tameh. And the proof was going to be what? That only an individual is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But what? A Sibur? No. But we asked on that. We said, no, maybe it's coming to say that a Sibur doesn't even get a not a Pesach Shon and not a Pesach Sheni. So then the Shtakish brought his source Pasuk, but we asked on him, because based on his logic, if you run it through the whole Pasuk, it'll have to work out and be consistent by Zav. And therefore, you tell me that Rav Zavin also would bring Korban Pesach. We know that that is not. So the Gemara says, Ela marabaye le'olam mikra kama. Go back to the original Pasuk of Rabbi Yohanan, Ish Ish. So if that's the Pasuk, we had a problem with that Pasuk. What was the problem? How do you know to learn Sibur Lehakel? Maybe learn Sibur Lehachmir. So Gemara says, El Amar Bayel Olam Mikra Kama Imken Nechtov Rachmana Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tameh. Which means the Pasuk could have just written, if a person is tameh, you don't have to discuss which type of tum'ah. Meaning, if you're learning the pasuk lechumrah, it doesn't matter what type of tum'ah he has. Let's speak it out. If a person, an individual, has any type of tum'ah, what's the deen? The deen will be, he can't bring it on Pesach Rishon, he brings it on Pesach Sheni. So for Pesach Rishon, it doesn't matter what type of tum'ah. The Pesach for sibur also doesn't make a difference. If you hold that a sibur that's tameh doesn't have any shot, not a pesach rishon, not pesach sheni, it doesn't make a difference. Not zavin, not mitzurain, and not tameh emetim. So why would the Torah have to go out of its way to say ish ish ki yet tameh lenefesh? So the Gemara says lenefesh lamali. So the assumption is what? That Lenefesh must be telling me that in Sibur, there's a difference between Tameh Nefesh and other Tum'ot. By Nefesh, Tum'at Nefesh, there will be a dispensation you can bring on Pesach Rishon. By other Tum'ot, meaning if the Rav Sibur is Zavin, you can't bring Pesach Rishon, you can only bring Pesach Sheni. So therefore, the
Gemara's answering that question that we had on Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we had a question of Yochanan above. What was the question? It says, Ish ki yitameh lanefesh. Oh, we said, Ish has Pesach Sheni, but a Sibur could even bring Pesach Rishon. Said, oh, maybe it's learning Lachmir. Maybe a Sibur can't even bring Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Sheni, I'm sorry. So now we're answering that question. We're saying, no. From the fact that Torah wrote the words Temeh Nefesh, it's obviously coming to tell you a Kula that Temeh Nefesh has Besibur over other types of Tumot Besibur, meaning a Temeh Nefesh, it has the ability to bring on the first Pesach, by saying an other Tumot, no. Because if it was coming to tell me a stringency, you don't have to tell me Temeh Nefesh. Just tell me Ish Ki Tameh. Any type of Tum'ah, whether it's Zavim, it's Tzora'in, or Temeh Nefesh, it all has the same deen. Ela Temeh Nefesh giving you a Hiduk. So the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, Hai Le Nefesh, Le'achi Hudata. No, maybe I could argue and tell you that the word nefesh is coming to tell you the following. Hatameh met, who didn't hire the Pesach Sheni, abash al tebein lo. Maybe the word tebein nefesh is not coming to teach you a hadush in Sibur. Maybe it's coming to teach you a hadush in the Yachid. And it's telling you that what? That only a Yachid that became a tameh nefesh, he gets to go to Pesach Sheni. However, sh'ar tumot, maybe you don't even get a Pesach Sheni. Which is, who told you that Temeh Nefesh Hiddush is in the Sibur? Maybe it's in the Yahid. That only Yahid Temeh Nefesh is Pesach Sheni. But a other type of Tumah in Pesach Sheni. Kibra says, V'at Tanya, can't be, because we have a Braita. Yachol lo yu osin Pesach Sheni ela Temeh Metin v'sheya bederek lechoka. Maybe you'll think that only people that were tameh met, or that were in a far-off place that couldn't get to Yerushalayim, you think those are the only ones that are qualified for Pesach Sheni? Zavin u'msura'in u'bo'ale nidot minayin. How do you know that even Zavin, Mitzura'in, u'bo'ale nidot, those are people that cohabitate with the Nida, which they're also tameh'in. How do you know? Tamud omar, ish. From the fact that it says double language, Ish ki yeh tameh, which means double language, ish comes to include all people that what? Not only the ones that the Pasuk lists. All types of tameim have an ability to bring a Pesach Sheni. Lenefesh tekatav lachmana lamali. Oh, so we go back. Why does it have to say? Lenefesh, elahachi kamar. Ish nidcheh lepesach sheni, ve'en sibur nidcheh lepesach sheni, ela avre betum'ah. וכי עברי סיבור בתומה בתממת, אבל שאר תומעות לא עברי. So therefore we have a proof, positive, conclusive proof, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So if somebody would ask, what's the bottom line source? How do you know Pesach is brought בתומעה? The source is איש כי יהיה תמל לנפש. Now let's break down the pasuk to tell you what each thing is teaching you. Ish, obviously he's talking about individual. So first of all, you learn that individuals have a Pesach Sheni, but a Sibur does not have a Pesach Sheni. He can even bring a Sibur of Tameh, can even go Pesach Rishon. Which type of Sibur Tameh? So the pasuk continues. Ki Tameh Nefesh, which means only a Sibur of Tameh Nefesh, they have the ability to bring on Pesach Rishon. Now, how do you know that a Yahid that became a Zav, he also has Pesach Sheni abilities? Because the Pasuk only says, Ish ki yetameh nefesh. Maybe only a Tameh Met has Pesach Sheni abilities. How do you know Zavin and Mitzurayin? Ish. From the double language, it comes to include those as well. So that is the bottom line source. Comes to Gevaran, says, Amar of Chazda. Mitzurah שנכנס לפנים ממחיצתו פטור. You have a leper and he enters inside from his mechitza, which means like this: a leper is not allowed to be in the walls of Yerushalayim. He is sent out actually of the city. The city of Yerushalayim basically is split up into three parts. You have the city of Yerushalayim, then you have the Temple Mount, let's say Har HaBayit, and then you have the Azara. in the Midbar, you also had three different Mahanot. You had the major campment of the Jewish people, that was called Mahane Yisrael. Then you had closer to the Mishkan, was called Mahane Leviyah. And then the Mishkan proper was called Mahane Shekhinah. So corresponding those three Mahanot, Mahane Shekhinah, Mahane Leviyah, Mahane Yisrael, in Yerushalayim you also had three sections. Now, just like in the Midbar, the Mitzorah, the Zav, the Tameh Mit were limited exactly where they were able to access, so too in Yerushalayim these three types of Tameim also were limited where they were able to access. Now, being a Mitzorah is the most stringent of them. The Mitzorah, in the old days, would have to leave the city of Yerushalayim. He would have to be in solitary confinement outside of the city. In the Midbar, he would be sent out outside of Mahane Yisrael. That would be at the end of the camp. So the question is now, let's say a Mitzorah enters a Mahane that he's not allowed to be in. Meaning, he entered Mahane Yisrael. Or for that matter, he entered Yerushalayim. We want to know, does he get Malkut or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda Mitzorah, Shenichnas Lifnim Memechitzato Patur. He's exempt. Exempt from Malkut. Meaning he gets a Lo Ta'aseh, because the Torah does clearly say that he is forbidden. The Torah says, Lo Yitame'u Et Mahanehim. They're not allowed to defile their camps. So he was Oved a Lo Ta'aseh. So now it's strange. Usually when you're Oved a Lo Ta'aseh, especially this Lo Ta'aseh is a Lo Ta'aseh Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh, which means there's an action. He actually did something. Why should he be exempt from Malkut? Because we have another pasuk that says, Badad Yeshev Mechutz L'Mahane Moshavo. Which means we have a positive commandment that says, Badad Yeshev, meaning he has to sit secluded, alone, Mechutz L'Mahane Moshavo. The Torah is telling us in a positive way, his encampment has to be Mechutz L'Mahane. So the Gemara says, Badad Yeshev Lebado Yeshev. So from the word Badad Yeshev we learn that he has to sit alone, meaning outside the camp, outside Machane Yisrael. Mechutz L'Machane Moshavo, that commandment of Mechutz L'Machane Moshavo is a positive commandment. HaKatuv Nitko Le'aseh. The Torah is giving a way for the Mitzvah to fix his Lo Ta'aseh by fulfilling an Aseh. We call that a lav hanitak la'aseh. Sometimes there's a lo ta'aseh in the Torah where there's no way to repair it. Lo ta'aseh, don't do this, and if you did it, it's finished, you are over. But there's some lo ta'aseh that you're able to fix it. For example, Torah says don't steal. But what? If you steal, you're able to return it. So therefore there's certain types of lo ta'aseh that are called a lav hanitak that is attached to an aseh. And the law is alav and itak la'aseh in lokin alav. And therefore, let's learn it in this context of this pasuk over here. Torah says, velo yitame'ut mahanehim. They're warning this mitzorah. Hey, listen, do not enter the camp. Do not mitame'. All right, the guy walks in. What does the pasuk then tell him? Hey, mechutz la'mahaneh moshavo. Go back. So therefore, he's able to fix, which is every second, he has an ability to fix the Lo ta'aseh that he did. So therefore, it's a lavani tak la'aseh, and therefore Rav Chisda says you don't get malkut. Now let's read Rashi. Nitko la'aseh. Have that Rashi there? Nitko la'aseh? It would be... about ten lines before they...
last was at one.
Yeah. Equivalent to the last Tosafot of Mai. Nitko le'aseh. Ve'afal gav de lav batar lav ketiv. She's normally in a lav and itak. They're written in the same pasuk. Here, over here, these pasukim are written not next to each other. Al korhakle, she says, still we're forced to say le nituke lave ata. It's coming to fix the lotaseh. Now, de kaimalan, lav shenitak le'aseh enokin alav. De ilat on ne'aseh velo ta'aseh. Well, maybe you'll tell me no. Maybe who says it's coming to fix? Maybe the Torah is just coming to tell you there's a positive commandment, meaning mechutz l'machaneh moshavo, and there is a negative commandment, which is who told you that that aseh is coming actually to fix the lo taaseh? So that she says haketim be'aseh aharina. Because if you're looking for a mitzvah aseh, we know already there's a mitzvah aseh. What does the pasuk say? Vishalechu min ha-machaneh. The pasuk already says you have to send out from the machaneh kol sarua. Vishalechu min ha-machaneh kol sarua is a mitzvah aseh. So already an aseh we have, a lo taaseh we have. This pasuk of badad yeshev mechutz l'machaneh moshavo is extra. And what must it be coming to do? It must be coming to repair and fix the lo taaseh. Which means, but let's say a Zav, who also is limited where he can enter. Or a Tamemet, he's limited where he can enter. Then, if they walk into the Machaneh, they're going to get Malkut. Because by them, there is no Lavanitak. Why? Even though they also have extra Ases by Tum'at Met, that tells them that they have to leave the Machaneh. However, kol had ve'had lemiltei midrash b'sefri. Each one of those ases already are used already. So long as you can use the asit to teach your hadush, you don't learn it as a lav hanitak. So let's just review how the mitzvah is working. You have really an asit that tells us that the guy's got to leave. What does it say? Vishalihu min ha-machaneh kol sarua. That's asit, got to leave. We have a lot asit that says, ve'lo tetameh ut machanehim. Listen. Do not enter the machaneh and metameh. Good. So the guy, if he comes in, he transgresses an aseh, he transgresses a lot aseh. Now we have another pasuk that says, badad yeshev me'utz la-machaneh moshavo. That aseh is coming to be a lavanitak, to come and say that even if he transgressed the lot aseh, he could fix it by coming back in, which means it restricts the lot aseh, or it limits the lot aseh. Jesus, it's a lot taaseh that has an ability to be mitukat, rectified. Exactly. That's the first sivar of Rashi. Rashi then throws a second sivar. Let's read it inside. Ve'od, the Behai Ketiv, my mitzurat says, kol yemei asher hanega, which means the pasuk says, all the while that the fellow has the nega on his body, he has to be outside the camp. Badad yeshev mechutz l'machaneh moshavo. Mashma, kol yamav bebadad yeshev ka'e. Which means every second, there's a positive commandment on him telling him what? Badad yeshev. Stay outside. Go outside. Because it says, kol yamav, every all of his days that he's mitzora, there's a mitzvah taseh on him. Dim avar v'nichnas, yachzor v'yetzeh. To tell you that even if you went out, if you went in, go back out again. Which means leave. So that she's also telling you, it's like a case of somebody, Bar Menan, is ma'anis, a girl. He rapes a girl. The deen is what? He has to marry her. The pasuk says, lo yuchal shaleha kol yamav. He's not allowed to leave her and send her away his whole life. So the Gemara learns that even if he sends her away, he still has a mitzvah. Take her back, because lo yuchal shaleha kol yamav. Every second, lo yuchal shaleha kol yamav, which he has obligation every moment. And she's going to say that now. The end bo onesh shachay kedar shira kol yamav the ones et ha-na'arav masichet makot kol yamav damod v'aser kaeh. Means every second he has a mitzvah, take her back. U'minatka le'lave. And therefore, it fixes the lav. So basically, Rashi gives us two logics of it. Number one, you got an extra aseh over here. You got an extra aseh, put it as a lavani tak. Number two, the aseh over here is a constant aseh. It's not just a positive commitment, one shot deal. It's not saying, kol yamav, as long as the mitzvah, he has to be outside. That means, if he went inside, what's the Torah telling him? Go outside. So therefore, that type of aseh, that's a constant aseh, has the ability to weaken the lot aseh, and therefore the Chazda says you do not get malkut. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, now, we should just point out again that she pointed out something very important, that by, this is only by mitzvah, by zav and tamemet,
if they did enter the Mahaneh that they shouldn't have been in, they will indeed get Malkut. So comes Gemara and says, Etibe, the Gemara brings a question. Metzora shenichnas lefnim mechitzato, a metzora that enters into his mechitza, into his an area that he shouldn't be, barba'in, he gets lashes, 40 lashes. Zavin vezavot shenichnasu lefnim mechitzatan, for that matter, zavin and zavot that also entered into an area beyond their walls, meaning they entered an area they shouldn't be, barba'in, v'tameh met. Mutali kanes the mahane livia, but a tameh met, somebody that has corpse tumah, he's even allowed to go up until what's called mahane livia. Ve'lo tameh met milvad amru, and not only somebody that has corpse tumah, el afilu met asmo, even a met itself can go into mahane livia, which that would mean the Temple Mount itself, Harabayit, they're allowed to go. Where do you see this? Shne'emar ve'yikach Moshe tatzmot Yosef emo, says when the Jews came out of Egypt, Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. What does with him mean? Now where did Moshe came? Moshe was a Levi. And if obviously he was in Mahane Leviyah. And what did he have with him in Mahane Leviyah? The bones of Yosef. So then you learn that a corpse itself is able to actually be in Mahane Leviyah. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana'i, it actually is a Mahluk at Tana'im. Meaning, one Tana will say that if a Metzora re-enters an area that's Asur, he doesn't get Malkut, Agnav Hazda. And another Tana will say no, if a Metzora enters, he indeed gets Malkut. That's the Mahloket. Now we'll see the Mahloket of the Tanaim. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Badad Yeshev. Right? The Pasuk says that he has to sit alone. Yeshev Lebado. Lebado Yeshev. He has to sit alone. Shelo yu timeina hayrim yosvim emo. That no other timeim should be with him. Now that teaches us where he goes. Because let's review. Which machaneh can a tameh met be in? He can be even in machaneh leviyah. He just can't go into machaneh shechina. He can't go into the, let's say, the azara. That's tameh met. Azav, on the other hand, he's allowed to stay in machaneh Israel. Meaning he's able to go throughout the whole Machane Yisrael, meaning let's say the whole Yerushalayim, up until the Harabayit. A Mesora, on the other hand, he has to be outside Yerushalayim. That would be outside Machane Yisrael. So the Pasuk, where do you learn that from? So he's learning it from this Pasuk. Badad Yeshev, he has to be alone, meaning in a place where there's no other Timeim. Now, in Machane Yisrael, you have Zavin. In Machane Leviyah, you have Timeimet. So then when it says Badad Yeshiv, from that pasuk you learn where he has to go in a place of seclusion which will be outside of the Machane Yisrael. Yachol yu zavin v'temei meti mishtalechim l'machane achat. Okay, good. So you got rid of the Metzora. He's outside totally. You got two guys left. You have a Zav and a Tamemet. Are they sent in the same camp? Tamud domar v'lo yitamei with Machanehem. Regarding them, the pasuk they should not mitame their camps, implying what? Liten machane leze umachane leze. Meaning the zav has his machane, meaning he's allowed to only go in machane Yisrael, and the tamemet has his machane, meaning machane leviyah. So therefore, each one has his own machane. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if that's the case, this pasuk badad yeshiv b'chutz l'machaneh, which we learned as an extra aseh to attach it to a lavanitat, it's not extra anymore. Adrabah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he uses it to teach us where the mitzora has to be sent out of. So therefore, he'll hold because of that. It's not a lavanitak, and therefore, if the mitzora re-enters, he is going to get malkut because it's not a lavanitak because this pasuk is not extra. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Enot Tzarich. You don't need to learn from that pasuk where he gets sent out to. Hareu Omer, because we have a pasuk already. Vishalehu min amachane kol sarua vechol zav vechol tameh lanefesh. Clearly the pasuk tells us all three tebe'i must be sent out. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon talking, Yomar Tamemet Ve'al Yomar Teme'ezav. Just tell me Teme'emet and don't mention to me Teme'ezav. Why? Ve'ani Yomer Teme'emeti Mishtalehim. Teme'emeti, which is a weak Tum'ah, they have to be sent out of the camp. Zavin, local chicken. Zavin, which is a Tum'ah Hamura, all the more so. So Lama Ne'emar Zav Liten Lo Mahane Shiniya. So it's coming to say that he has Mahane Shiniya, meaning he's able to go in Mahane Yisrael only. Meaning he cannot go into Mahane Livia. So therefore, if it just said Tamemet, Tamemet Mahane Livia, I gotta tell you Zav to tell me no, where the Tamemet goes, the Zav can't go. He's gotta go one Mahane away from there, meaning he can only stay in Mahane Israel. We continue. The Yomar Zav. So just tell me Zav. Val Yomar Metzora. And don't tell me you have to send a Metzora out. Vani Yomer. Zavin Mishtalehim. You have to send out a Zav which is weaker. Metzorain which is more stringent. Local chicken. Lama Ne'emar Metzora. You know why? Liten lo Mahane Shilishit. That's coming to Dabi. He's got to go out of all three camps. So basically from the Pasuk. Vishalehomena Mahane Kosarua. Vechol Zav. V'chol tamei lanefesh. From each one I know a different camp. And therefore, we continue. Kishiru omer badad yeshev. That's extra. What does that extra aseh do? Hakatuv niteko le'aseh. Obviously it's coming as a lavanitak, and therefore you will not get malkut. So basically, what's been said here now is the machloket. If your bitzora re-enters the camp, does he get Malkut or not? What is it dependent on? It's dependent on what do you do with the Pasuk of Badad Yeshev Mihutz Mahane. If you learn something from that Pasuk, that word, Badad Yeshev, he's got to go out of three Machanot, so it's used already. So you cannot use it as an Aseh to be an Aseh that weakens the Lav. And therefore it's a regular Lav, without an Aseh attached to it, therefore you're going to get Malkut. That would be the Biyuda. The Mishmachon says, nah. Badad Yeshev Mechutz Machane, that Aseh is opened. Mishmachon, where do you know that you have to send them out? Oh, I know it from another Pasuk. Vishalehu, Kol Zav, Kol Sarua, Vechol Zav, Vechol Tamei Lanefesh. And from there I learned from the fact that all three, that each one is sent out to their respective Machane, and therefore Badad Yeshev is extra, and that's coming as a Lav, Hanitak, and therefore there is no Malkut. So that is the Machloke between the Biuda and the Shlakish. Comes again, Gemara continues. Mai Chumre Dezav Metame Met. Okay, now we're going back. Remember we said in the Braita above, just now, we said that what? The Anyan of Zav is stronger than a Tamemit. And therefore, if we just would have said, send out the Tamemit, I certainly would have known you sent out the Zav. Where is the stringency that a Zav has over a Tamemit? So the Gemara says, Shechen Tum'ah Yotza'a Halav Megufo. As we learned earlier, because a Zav, the Tum'ah, emanates from his body. I mean, he has an emission. Mashaykh Tum'at Met is just the status of Tum'ah. So therefore, that's considered a more strict type of Tum'ah, that the Tum'ah is Yotze'a Alav Megufo. Rabbanah continues and says, Adrabah, on the contrary, Tamemet Hamur. Tamemet is more stringent. Why? Shechen Ta'un Hazza'a Shlishi V'Shevi'i. What do you mean? You need sprinkling of the paraduma on the third and the seventh day for Tamemet. Zav doesn't need any sprinkling. The Zav, after he's Tahor, he goes to the Mikveh. So therefore, how could you tell me that Zav is more Hamur than Met? Tumat Met, Adrba, Tumat Met is more Hamur than Zav. So the Gemara says, Amar Kera Tameh. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, Vishalehu Mena Mahaneh. It says, Tameh Lanefesh. You have to send out of the Mahaneh somebody that is Tameh Lanefesh. But it doesn't say that. It says, Vishalehu Mena Mahaneh Kol Tameh Lanefesh. So the Gemara is going to analyze now, what is the Kol doing? So the Gemara says, Amar Kirat Tameh. V'chol tameh. What is the v'chol coming to include? L'rabot tameh sheretz. It's coming to include that even if somebody gets tameh, that he came in contact with a sheretz, he also has to be sent out of the mahane. V'zav hamur mitameh sheretz. And that's what it means to say that a zav is more hamur than a tameh sheretz, which means when we said above that a zav is more hamur than tameh nefesh, we didn't mean to say it's more hamur than somebody becomes tameh from a corpse. We meant it's more hamur from what? From the derasha of kol tameh nefesh. What is the kol coming to tell you? Kol is coming to tell you tum'at sheretz, meaning the zav is more stringent than tum'at sheretz. Where you learn too much eretz from? From kol temei nefesh. What part? The pasuk says v'shalechu mena machane kol sarua. Kol sarua. Now we're going to have to learn what the kol sarua also teaches us. V'chol zav. We'll see what the kol of zav. Now we're analyzing v'chol temei lanefesh. So from the v'chol, what do we learn? That a person that becomes tamei even from a sheretz, rodent, a dead rodent, touched him, he has to leave the machane. And that's what you meant to say. That a zav is not more hamur than tamei nefesh. On the contrary, tamei nefesh is more hamur than him because he has to have hazza'a b'shili shi b'shivi'i. But a zav is more hamur than a tamei sheretz. Yes? So comes the Gemara and says, what's the humrah? Umay humrah. Oh, now before we go further, when we say zav is more hamur than tameh sheretz, meaning somebody becomes nitma b'tameh sheretz, he doesn't need hazaa, so therefore you don't have that humna, that's obvious, and therefore the Torah is telling you, if this was his drasha above, if you're telling me that by a weaker tum'ah of tum'at sheretz he has to go out, so kol sheken tum'at zav, which is a stronger tum'ah, certainly has to go out. So the pasuk has to tell me here, tum'at zav goes out further, meaning tum'at sheretz will be able to go into machane leviyah, meaning the harabayit. But Zav has to be written because he has to go further, meaning he can only be in Mahane Yisrael, meaning in Yerushalayim proper. And now the Gemara says, Umay Humre, what is the Humra? Why Humre? Kid Amran. Like we said. Which means, exactly, sheretz is external. How do you get tameh from a sheretz? You got to touch the sheretz. However, zav comes from the person himself. That's muhamur. Adrabba, on the contrary, sheretz hamur, shechen metameh be'onis. A sheretz is metameh even by accident. Which means, as we said, a sheretz falls on the guy. The guy didn't have any kavanah, the guy wasn't preparing nothing, he's tameh. Masha'enken zav is not mitameh le'onis. Meaning, if a person that says has an emission, and it's zavut, meaning zavut has a certain consistency to it. She says it looks like the album of an egg. Different than tum'at keri, also looks like the album of an egg, but different types. So the point is, only if it came out naturally. But if a person did something to cause him to become a zav, meaning, he ate something, he drank something. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in another place that when a guy comes with tum'at, they ask him, did you eat this, did you drink this, did you sleep? And different things that can cause zavut. Now, if it came from external reasons, the zavut, even though it came from the gufo, he's tahor. So therefore, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Sheretz is mohamur. Sheretz is metame even be'ones, even by accident. Masha'enken zavut is not. The Gemara says Amre. We go to Amud Bet. Ki ay gavna zav name temuye metame beonis. No, there's a case that even zav is metame beonis. How? Kederavuna. The Amaravuna. Ri'iyar ishona shel zav metame beonis. Now let's review. A zav, as we said, has to see either twice in one day, or twice in consecutive days. The first time a Zav sees, he's considered a Baal Keri. Baal Keri is someone that has a seminal discharge, meaning he just has to go to the mikveh, v'tameh ad ha'arev, and then he's okay. However, if he has another discharge, then already he goes from a regular Tum'ah of Keri into a Tum'ah of a Zav, which is a more stringent Tum'ah. The Hiddush is like this. That first Zavut that he has, that counts as number one, even if it was be'onis. Even if it was because of he ate something or something brought it on. Granted, the second seeing has to be natural. So therefore there is even an element of onis in the Zav, where even in the Zav, in the first seeing of a Zav, there is an element of onis, meaning it counts even the onis to be continued as number one to lead to number two.
He leaves the camp
there? No. No, it's Tumat Keri. Baal Keri stays still in the camp. Humra. Still a Chumrah. Look at the top Rashi. Zav damim etame be'onis. Kegon b'di'ari shona. First thing. She'en ba'ela tumat arev. Right? The first thing only has to have tumat arev. He goes to mikveh, he's tumat tameh till the evening. Ditka she'shmat zera. It's not shekmat zera, it's compared to shekmat zera. Dichtiv zot torat ha-zav v'ashir t'thiminu shekmat zera. The pasuk puts zav and shekmat zera in the same pasuk. V'ayinu re'iyah rishona. Okay, it's only referring to the first iyah v'zav. De'lo mara be'ay kera el'ahad ha-zivah. Because the pasuk over there is referring to only a person that saw once. Tazina bata menyara dekra, fine. Good. Next Rashi. Metame'a be'onis. How do you know, by the way, that a zav that saw once is metame'a be'onis? So either, since it compares it to Tumat Keri, and we know Tumat Keri, you become Tameh even, be honest. So therefore, also Tumat Ziva, the first one, is also Betameh be honest. Good. Gemara goes further. Mai Chumre de Metzora Mizav. Now, we also said in that Braita that a Metzora is more stringent than Zav. Meaning we said, oh, tell us you have to send the Zav out of the Mahaneh. Oh, mostly you have to send out the Metzorah. What is the stringency that a Metzorah has over a Zav? Shechen ta'un piri'ah. Well, first of all, the Metzorah has to let his hair grow. That's piri'ah. Gadel pera, he grows his hair. Ufirima, he has to rip his garments. They rip the clothes of the Metzorah. The Asur b'tashmish mitah. And he's also forbidden in marital relations. Now all these three things do not apply by a Zav. They don't let his hair grow, they don't rip his clothes, and he's permissible. B'tashmish mitah. So Metzorah is more hamur. Kibbara says, Adrabah. On the contrary, Zav hamur. Shechem mitameh mishkav umoshav. Number one, as we know, whatever the Zav sits on, whatever he lies on becomes like him, an avatum'ah, which is obviously very strict. Umetameh keli heres beheset. And also, whatever the Zav moves, meaning even if he moves the keli heres, not directly, he didn't touch the keli heres, he moved it through something else, but it moved from his strength, the keli heres becomes tameh. So therefore you see over here, a Zav, has three stringencies, Mishkav, Moshav, Tumat Heset, which a Mesorah does not have. Let's read Rashi. Zav Ose Mishkavo Moshavo Avatuma. Right? What he sits on, what he lies on, he makes an Avatuma. Letame Adam Anogeyabo. Now an Av, in turn, can metame a human being to make him a Rishon. Tumah Hamura. Letameh begadim shehalav, which means now the person who touches the bed, his garments can also become tamim as well. Afapi shelo nagua begadim b'mishkav, even though the garments themselves have not touched the bed itself. Ava mitzorah,
הפגב דתניה פתרון כהנים עושה משכב ומושב לאו אב התומעה לתמי אדם לתמי בגדים אלא לתמי אוכלין ומשכין, which is a mitzvah also כמתמי במשכב ומושב, but not an אב התומעה, which means it becomes a ראשון, and therefore it's ראשון כמתמי אוכלין ומשכין. So therefore it's a lower madrega, meaning the חומרה וזב is his tum'ah maintains, it doesn't drop. When he sits on the bed, he's in avatuma, the bed becomes an avatuma. A mitzura sits on the bed, he's in avatuma, the bed becomes a rishon. And therefore, that's one umrah. Continue Rashi. He is metamekidi haris if he causes it to be moved. Dikhtiv. Dikhli haris ashiri gabu hazav yeshabir. Right, the keli that the mitzura touches, you break it. ותניה בתורת כהנים יכול אפילו נגע בו הזב מאחוריו יהיה תמה, even if he touches, let's say, from the outside, תמוד אומר אשר יגע בו, ולהלן הוא אומר אשר תבושל בו, מה בו אמור להלן מאווירו, אף בו אמור כאן אינו מתמה במגע אלא מאווירו. Just like when the pasuk says when you cook in it, you only cook from the inside of the keli haris, so too when you מתמה, you only מתמה keli haris from the inside. So therefore at this point we think that a zav can only metamek the haritz when he touches it from the inside, or when he enters it from the avir, the space of it. Once the zav puts his, let's say, finger in the air space of it, he can't even touch it. He just puts his finger in the air space of a kili haritz, it's metameh. What is the position of the tummy? Even ma'avirot b'tameh. You know what I'm telling you? Pirush. Uma halak bo. Uma hosif bo b'chli haris b'tumat azav. Mebishar tumot. B'magaho. Shuki kulo. Havi omer. Zeheseto. What's coming to tell me? Well, he didn't touch it. The maga's coming to teach me if he moved it. Meaning, no! Even if he caused the kili haritz to move, meaning he had a stick in his hand, the zav, and he pushed the kili haritz, and it, yes, from the outside. No, the pasuk says, "V'chol asher yigabo uchli haritz asher yigabo hazav." It says yigabo, so we ask, "What do you mean yigabo?" Even if it's maviro, it's tamei. What do you tell me yigabo? So vaday aviro. The chidush in yigabo is even if he causes it to move, yigabo, not actually touching it. That's vaday. That's tumat hetzeh through something else. So that's how we know that law. Comes the Gemara. Amar kera. Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says. Amar kara pasudif. Now we're saying what? Adama zav is more hamur than mitzora. Amar kara zav. The pasuk says vishalehu min amachane kol sarua vechol zav. Vechol zav lerabot baal keri. The vechol actually comes to include a baal keri to teach us what? That he also is limited in where he can enter. So he is limited the baal keri. Meaning he can only be in machane Yisrael. Right, which is Yerushalayim, we'll say. Umetzora hamur beba'al keri. That's what you meant to say. That a mitzora is not hamur from a zav. He's hamur from kol zav. The kol is the ba'al keri. Umay humre. What is the humra that a mitzora is over a ba'al keri? Kedamran. The three things. Piri'ah. That's what goes here. Ba'al keri doesn't. Pirima rips his clothes. Ba'al keri doesn't. And asur betashmishamita, which ba'al keri does not. Adrabah, the Gemara says on the contrary, Baal Keri Hamur Shechen Metame Bemashehu. How much Keri has to come out of the person to become Tame? Mashehu, no Shi'ur. Metzora, however, the Tzarat has to be the size at least of a Gris. Gris is the size of a, let's say, a bean. Exactly. So therefore, you see that what? Sara'at Baal Keri is more hamur than Metzora. Baal Keri ain't no shi'ur. Metzora, no, it's got to be a certain size. Gemara said, no, Sabala ke Rabbi Natan. No, we're going like Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan say? Netanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, Meshuv Rabbi Ishmael. Zav sarich kahatimat piha amma. That even a zav has a shi'ur. That what? It's got to be the size that can fill the opening of the amma. Opening of the amma, of the member, which is the, where it comes out of, it has to be a certain shi'ur. Velo dulu hakamim. Now, incidentally, Hakim did not agree with Rabbi Natan. They hold anything. Now continue. Ve'itkish le'ba'al kelim le'zav. Once you tell me, according to Rabbi Natan, zav as a shi'ur, and we know Ba'al Keri is compared to Zav, because we're in the same Pasuk, so to Ba'al Keri has a Shi'ur. So therefore, both Ba'al Keri has Shi'ur, and Besura has Shi'ur. Now, I agree the Shi'urim are different. One is a Shi'ur of the grease, and one is a Shi'ur of the Shi'ur of that it takes to clog up the P'yama. But bottom line, we're not measuring which Shi'ur is bigger. We're discussing the fact that it has a Shi'ur. Oh, so now what are we left with? Mitzurah is more strict. Why? Because it has piriha, pirima, and asur b'tashmish amita. Good. Can we ask now? You told me what v'chol zav is coming to include. V'chol zav includes ba'al keri. You told me what v'chol tamel lenefesh is coming to include. That is coming to include tum'at sheretz. We're left with one more v'chol. V'chol sarua. What is the Chol of Sarua coming to teach me? The Chol Sarua al-Amali. So the Gemara says, Aydi dikhtiv kol zav, ketiv nameh kol Sarua. Yeah, okay, Tarikh Agav. Because he's already, once you told me the other calls, so to keep consistency, it's consistency in the Pasuk, we also said, Chol Sarua. So comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Shimon. Let's go back. We had a machlok to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Where do you learn that the mitzvah has to go out of the third camp? Rabbi Yehuda said, well, Badad Yeshev, Mechutz Lamachaneh Moshevo. Mechutz Lamachaneh, in a place where no other Tameim are. Good. Rabbi Shimon came along and said, no, you don't need that. It's, you have another Pesuk that says, Vishalach, from the fact that it had to say all three, right? Because it just could have said one, I can learn the other one from there. Just say Tamei Nefesh, and I'll say Kol Sheken Zav. Say Zav, and I'll Kol Sheken Mitzoraf. The fact that it's all three teaches me what? That each one is sent out from a different Machaneh. Good. So I know the Machaneh story from Vishalach Mena Machaneh. What is Badad Yeshev? It's extra. Therefore, it's coming as a Lavanitak. So the Gemara comes along and says, hey, that's a good good claim that Rabbi Shimon has against Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Ha'umi Ba'ele. Rabbi Yehuda uses that pasuk for something else. He uses the pasuk of Yishalach Min HaMachaneh already for a different derasha. For what? L'chnetanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Yachol dachaku zavin umsura'in v'nichnesu la'azara b'pesach haba b'tum'a yachol yiyu hayavin. You have a case like this. Erev Pesach, Rov Yisrael atame'e nefesh. What's the din? You bring it b'tum'a. We learned that already. Good, so the azara is filled with all teme'e metim and they bring it to Korban Pesach. Who snuck into the Azara with these guys? Zavin and Mitzurain. Granted, we learned already, they're not part of the Tum'ah Mesimur. The Pasuk only allowed Tum'at Mit Mesimur, not Zavin Mitzurain. But what? They infiltrated the Azara. Granted, they have no right with the Korban Pesach. But are they going to be considered Hayav Karet? Because bottom line now, they traversed an area that's forbidden for them. Which means these Zavin and Mitzurayim, no way are they allowed to be in Machaneh Shekhinah. They're not allowed to be in the Azara. Are they going to be Hayav in such a case? You know what the Gemara answers? They're not. Why? Talmud Lomar, Vishalechum in a Machaneh Kol Sarua, בכל זהב, בכל טמא נפש. בשעה שטמאים מתים משתלחים, זבים ומסורעים משתלחים. אין טמאים מתים משתלחים, אין זבים ומסורעים משתלחים.
Which means the pasuk, the fact that it put them all together is saying a bit chidush. It's saying, when is the zav and the mitzorah? When are they obligated to stay in their camps? And if they come out of it, they're going to be hayav. When the tamei met is also obligated to stay in his camp and cannot come out. But once the tamei met is allowed to enter, when is that? Erev Pesach, haba v'tumaha, bazara, they can come into a place where they normally can't. Now already even the zav and the mitzorah, don't get us wrong, they're not allowed to go into the azara. They're making isur, but they're not going to be hayav karet. Which is, if they go in, it's wrong, it's isur, but what? You can't give them karet. Karet is only when tim'im etim also are subject to the law of mihutz. But when they're not subject to the law of mihutz, like in Pesach b'tumah, the other ones as well. So if they stuck into the azara, they cannot be, or they're not going to be, hayav. Let's read... Let's read one Rashi over here. En teme'im etim mishtalechim kegon Pesach haba betum'ah de'ishtiru, which means it's permissible for them, like we learned above in the Shmachtin, in the Deen. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.